I'll take a muniment of title question first. Will you confirm that a will may be admitted to probate as a muniment of title after 4 years limitations period if the person presenting it has a good valid reason for asking for it to be admitted to probate only as a muniment of title to transfer an asset? And then it gives an example of an account that had a husband's name on it, husband passed, wife is trying to get it into her name after the four-year period. What's important with a muniment of title is you have to show not only do you have a good reason for having admitted to probate as a muniment of title, but also that you were not at fault for having failed to probate within 4 years. So that's one element that's missing here. So we'll need to have some evidence that the wife was not at fault for not probating within that four-year period. Aside from that, we may have to go with an affidavit of heirship or even have it go to the state roundabout back to the wife that way. So from this description, I don't know that we would meet the necessary showing to have it admitted as a muniment of title.
So my first question is, what was in the boxes for that last raffle? My first question is, can you explain or define when to use the phrase probate it's for letters of administration with will annexed? And so that's something that can be confusing. The magic language is all there inside the estates code. But the rule is that if you are having a personal representative appointed that is named in a will, then they're going to get letters testamentary. So if you're having someone appointed as a personal representative who was not named in the will, say, for example, all of the named independent executors have passed away, and so the beneficiaries agreed to have somebody else serve, then even though that person has to carry out the terms of the will, they did not receive letters testamentary because they were not named in the will.